Business Matters, in association with Donegal ETB's Further Education and Training Services, developing the Donegal workforce in one of the most critical and fundamental digital skills of our time through its spreadsheets and advanced spreadsheet programs.
Hi, I'm Kieran O'Donnell. Welcome to Business Matters. Later in the podcast, I'll be talking to David Daly, a financial advisor who has managed to help around 20 people from Donegal and the North West recoup up to €3 million, which they lost in Spanish property investments over the last 20 years. But first, Donegal ETB's Further Education and Training Service is helping businesses across the county to upskill and reskill staff in these challenging times through a wide variety of funded and tailored training opportunities to help boost company productivity and profits in 2021. Joining me to discuss the workings of Donegal ETB's Enterprise Engagement Service is Vinnie McGrory, Donegal ETB Training Manager. Vinnie, 10 months ago, the pandemic hit, and I'm sure it's impacting obviously on businesses, but it's also impacting on people like yourselves who are helping and assisting businesses.
Very much so. And maybe just give a wee bit of background on the services that we offer for businesses. Up until recent times, Donegal EDB, our primary service for business would have been the apprenticeship services. And we have a team that supports that. And maybe at another time we might talk more about that. But a couple of years ago, we decided to focus more on training people in employment and maybe upskilling people in employment. And 2020 was basically our first year to take that on in a big way. So we set up an enterprise engagement team specifically to look after training people in employment. And that would consist of two enterprise engagement officers, Derv Kelly and Donna McDade, and I'll give their contact details maybe at the end. And then also we have a program development officer whose job is to come up with new programs or a new certification that we would need to address the needs of both employees and employers. And finally, then, we have an enterprise engagement coordinator whose job would be to pull all of this information together and to make sure that we provide the service as requested. Now, starting out in 2020, we thought we had reasonably good targets, but we've been absolutely amazed at the response we got from industry in Donegal and employees in Donegal. And COVID actually had in a strange kind of way, had a positive effect on our service, in that people start to look for things to be doing actually during the pandemic, and the certified training that we were providing was something that seemed to strike a chord with them. So 2020 has actually worked out to be a really busy year for us.
You supported something like 500 employees and over 100 companies across the country. That's a big undertaking, Vinnie.
It is, and that's why we put the team in there, because we thought it would grow, but it actually has grown way above what we thought. So, yeah, it is a big undertaking. The funding for this comes from Solace, and to date they have been really good at providing the funding necessary. What we do is we provide local business. It goes from sole traders right the way to SMEs up to multinationals. We're dealing with all sorts of companies. So it's important that the business out there realize that we have a service that can help them. And our training goes from levels, QQI levels 1 to 6. So it can go from the very basic for employees right up to quite technical courses that we run. And we do quite a bit of work for the big tech companies in Donegal in providing upskilling for their staff as well.
Is there a particular sector, Vinnie, or is it all sectors that the Donegal ETB is helping at the minute?
Well, we started out, the first big program that we got involved with was in March, around March, April time when the pandemic hit, and we worked in conjunction with Donegal County Childcare Group, and we did a level 5 infection prevention and control for childcare settings, which enabled all of the childcare companies in Donegal to get certified to open up at the end of August. So we worked in conjunction. So that was the first thing we set out. So the caring sector would be important. But then we got involved with the engineering sector. We're ongoing work with the tech sector, so we're working with Primerica, we're working with Optum, we're working with a number of bigger companies. So it started out quite focused, but it has grown very quickly into all sorts of businesses, Kieran.
Online, obviously, is where everything has gone, Vinny, and I'm sure that needed a lot of managing and a lot of work as well.
It certainly did, and I can tell you that at the beginning of the year, our plans for online weren't as great as they are currently. We were still, sort of the pandemic forced us into delivering online, and we've been really pleased with how that's turned out. It has moved us probably a little faster onto the online learning platform, but we're happy enough with that now. But we've been really impressed with how people out there have taken to online learning, even though they might have said that it wasn't for them. You'd be amazed at the number of people that have actually taken to it. And it allows them a great bit of degree of flexibility, and it allows them to dip in and out of the training, and it's working really, really well. And as time progresses, people were becoming more and more comfortable with it. So it is actually working particularly well. Now, it puts a bit of pressure on us to ensure the online service is there, but our tech team and our IT team are really strong, and it's working really well for us.
Yeah. I want to have Deirdre Kelly on the show last year. She was speaking about courses. The ALM Certificate in Leadership and Management for Supervisory Staff was quite a popular course for you.
It's going really, really well. Now, we're doing that in conjunction or in partnership with IDA Ireland and Enterprise Ireland. So they're nominating clients of theirs who would benefit from it. It's basically about growing future leaders within companies, both big and small. So we've started out with some of the bigger companies, and they would have nominated quite a number of people to do the course. Michael Hennies and Alba Faye have also taken part in it. So it is very popular. What I would also say is that's also open to SMEs as well and sole traders. So it's basically upskilling people or training people to be future leaders in industry in Donegal. It's going really good.
It must be very satisfying for the ETB to be involved in, you know, all sizes, big, small businesses, Vinny.
It is. It means that we're making a difference. I think one of the big things that we're really pleased with is that the spectrum of companies that we're working with is way greater than we expected. And we feel that we're helping to make Donegal more competitive, which is ultimately what we're about as a Donegal organisation. So, yeah, we're really pleased. And we're working closely with a number of other organisations. We work well with Donegal County Council. We're working with the local enterprise office. We're working with USRIS. But we're also working with business networks. So Letterkenny Chamber, Donegal Business Network, Donegal Women in Business, the Killybegs Harbour Development Group, Innovation in the Shown, Karen Donna Traders, all of those are working along with us to help the local industry that they represent. And the message is really getting out there, and we're really pleased with that because I think it is making a big difference.
I visited yourself and Colm out at the centre in between I think the first lockdown and the second lockdown, Vinny. How are things at the centre and how much of things have you had to adapt in recent times?
Well, it's pretty quiet here at the moment. We have very few staff on the ground in the centres. As you may know, a number of the courses that we do are apprenticeship courses, which by their very nature are very practical courses. So we do the electrical apprenticeship, we do motor, we do carpentry and joinery, we do plumbing, we do electronic security. So that's been a real challenge because of the alternate education system. In other words, they do the theory, they do the practice, and that's the big strength of it. Now that we can't do the practice, we've had to move it online. So we did that about 2 weeks ago. All apprenticeship courses are now online. So that's been a challenge because of them being a practical course as well. So we find that for the next 4 to 6 weeks, we should be okay because we'll focus on the theory, but after that, we need to get people back into the centres to get the workshops going again because that's where their learning is. It's an integral part of their learning.
I'm sure it's been a learning curve for yourself and all at Donegal ETB the last 10 months, Vinny.
Oh, it has. It has been. Both, I mean, here and nationally. Online learning for us prior to this was a small part of what we did. at the moment, it's pretty much all we're doing is online learning. So we've had to learn how to train people in many different ways online. So we're doing childcare online, we're doing care of the elderly online, we're doing beauty therapy online, we're doing hairdressing, you know, so it is a real, real challenge. So far, it has worked. The one big positive in all of this is going forward, we will have more options for training people in that the online part will be really strong, and we will get to a blended stage where we can have both practical and online, and it might work better for people. So it isn't something that we set out to do, but it's something that we've adapted pretty well, and the flexibility that it brings has been really positive.
How important is that it's opened up to more people and the possibility of getting more numbers involved, Vinnie?
Well, for us, the big thing is that we believe we have a really good message here, and we have a great service to provide, which is training people across the spectrum. It's further education and training, and it's a really great service. And this is enabling us to get that message out further and allowing people to benefit from what we can provide for them. We focus primarily on certified training, but we take it from the very basics. We do literacy and numeracy right up to quite technical courses. So any opportunity that we get to spread that message is a great opportunity for us, and more people that we've engaged with, and this year has been really successful, then we're really pleased with that.
When this pandemic passes, Vinnie, do you envisage Donegal ETB and your services being busier?
I would hope so. I think we have a communications officer and a communications team, and the work they do is just phenomenal. And I believe that a lot of the good work we're doing now, we'll get that out through our social media accounts. And I think the message is getting out there that Donegal ETB actually have something really good to offer. So this is allowing us, and I think the one area that I'm particularly focused on is the business side, so the enterprise engagement. And I'm really pleased with how things are going so far. And I think it's going to grow, because if we can help businesses, then why wouldn't they engage with us? We'll also work in conjunction with the Institute of Technology. We're not mutually exclusive, and they can deal with the levels above us, and we work really well with them. But I think Donegal as a whole will benefit from the service being provided by ourselves and the Institute.
Yeah, you mentioned the Institute. Obviously, linking up with Donegal County Council and the local enterprise office is extremely important as well.
Absolutely. The Economic Development Unit in Donegal County Council, headed up by Gary Martin, have become really proactive in attracting investment into Donegal, and we're working closely with them on that and providing. So if a company comes in from the States or whatever, we can help upskill people to work in that environment, but we can now also upskill people that they actually have in working for them. So international companies see that as a really attractive option. It's not something that they would get in a lot of other countries. In fairness to the department and the government have invested a lot in upskilling our employees across the board, and I think we will benefit from that in the years to come, and particularly Donegal will do well out of it.
In terms of trends for course demand, have you noticed any change in trends, a surge in one area or a reduction in another area, Vinnie?
Well, obviously tech is a big part of what we do, and tech is a really strong demand, so a lot of the courses we would do would be tech. The other areas that we would see, the caring industry is significant in Donegal, and the demand for people to work in those areas is quite large, and we do a lot of training getting people ready to go into the industry, but also upskilling those in the industry. The other area that Donegal is huge for is engineering. And between Killybegs and Inishowen, we have two real, and the number in Gweedore as well, really strong engineering hubs. And I would say Killybegs in particular will be a large growth area. The Killybegs Harbour Regeneration Group have really big plans for the future. And I know that the Institute are there, and I know the Council are there, and we're also heavily involved. And there are going to be great opportunities for the offshore wind industry, and all of that is going to bring a lot of employment in there. And that's something that we're going to be heavily involved in.
And having that knowledge, Vinnie, and knowing what's going on the ground means that you're able to adapt and provide the courses that are necessary?
Absolutely, yeah. And one of our big strengths in Donegal ETB is our agility in responding. In other words, we can develop a new course and turn it around pretty quickly. And industry seems to like that. The fact that we can go in, help identify the skill needs, and then hand it over to our program development team, and they can put together a certified course that will address those needs. So that's a big plus. And that agility enables us to really make a difference with a lot of industry, that they're not waiting around for a long time for training that they really need now and then. So that's working. Working really well.
I think that was quite evident back in the summertime, Vinnie, when the courses were there, they were filling up very fast, and the feedback and the reaction was extremely good.
It was very positive. Now, it brings its own pressures, because it means we have a limited resource, so there's a lot of pressure to get things done and done quickly. And maybe the biggest challenge was probably the first one we did, infection prevention and control. We had to turn that around pretty quickly, but we got it done, and the people that did it, while initially were reluctant to go for the certification and the online part, at the end of it, they were really pleased with how it went, and they really benefited from it, and they were all had their certification, and they could open up as requested. So yeah, that worked really well. Brings its own pressures, but that's what we're here for.
Great. And finally, Vinnie, what does 2021 hold for Donegal ETB and its Enterprise Engagement Service?
I would imagine we're going to be busy. Pandemic-wise, I'm not sure where this is going. It would be great if we could get people back into the centres while at the same time maintaining our online provision. I think from an enterprise engagement perspective, it'll continue to grow. I think the message will get out there even more, and I think businesses out there will realise that we have something really worthwhile to offer, and that we can benefit them. There's two main ways we provide the service. We either deal directly with the employers to provide training for their people, or a number of employers together. But we also have a route where you can actually, as an employee, deal directly with us. And we provide a number of evening courses, quite a wide variety of evening courses for individual employees. In other words, you don't have to come through your employer. You can come directly. And again, all of these are funded, so they're not going to cost you, and they're all certified as well. So they're all worthwhile.
And obviously, details of all those courses available on your social media platforms, Vinnie?
Yeah, and maybe I just give the contact details.
Sure.
We have an email addressed enterpriseengagement@donegaletb.ie. enterpriseengagement@donegaletb.ie, and the two enterprise engagement officers are Derek Lekelly on 086-601-6131 or Donna McDade on 086-606-9381. And finally, we can also check out the website donegaletb.ie or our social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram and YouTube for regular updates.
Great. Vinnie, it's been great to have you on. We'll talk later in the year, but for now, listen, thanks very much.
Do you need to train your staff in infection prevention control? Did you know Donegal ETB Further Education and Training Services can train your staff for free in 3 weeks? Contact Enterprise Engagement at Donegal ETB or call 912 0500.
Back in November, I spoke to David Daly, a financial advisor who had moved to Spain to work for lawyers trying to recoup billions of investors' money lost on Spanish property. The deadline for people to lodge a claim in relation to off-plan investments was December the 31st. David, thanks for joining us again on Business Matters. Before we go into the detail, I believe you have had a number of successful claims and applications and that you're now processing.
Yeah, thanks for having me back, and happy new year to you and all your listeners. Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, when we went live last year, a number of people contacted me, and I'm glad to say that we are working with a number of people in the area, and I can gladly say that we will be able to help the vast majority of them. A couple of people we couldn't, but the vast majority we could, and whilst we've got their claims in on time, which is the main thing, you know. So hopefully in the next 12 months to 18 months, we start working them through to the courts. Maybe some mightn't even have to get to court. Some might just basically be offered money by the banks without having to go to court. So that's all in hand at the moment. But listen, it's been very successful. And as I was saying earlier, it's going to be life-changing for some people. It really is, you know.
Can you just remind our listeners the backdrop or the background to how you got involved in the process, David?
Yeah, I'm actually a financial advisor working in Spain, and an associate of mine who I worked with many, many, many years ago in London is now a football agent. And he has been located in Spain for the last 20 odd years, and a number of his clients lost money. Some of the footballers lost money on off-plan investments, which is basically they bought property before it was built, put substantial deposits and stage payments down, and then ultimately a lot of these developments went bust, a lot of developers went bankrupt, disappeared, and up until a Supreme Court ruling in 2015, that money was gone. In 2015, someone brought a successful claim to the Supreme Court saying that because his money was lodged in a bank, albeit the developer's bank, that money should have been kept separate from the assets of the developer. So ultimately, the Supreme Court ruled in his favour, and where it can be proved that monies, stage payments, deposits that where contracts were never completed, and they were lodged in a bank, then the bank has a responsibility ultimately to pay that money back to the investors. So that's really where we come into it. When Patrick, who was my colleague, he realised there was lots of other people caught up in this. So he got his money back for his clients, but he set up a company called No Win, No Fee Spain. And basically through that, he tried to help others to get involved. He brought me on board a few months back as the deadline was approaching, because we had lists of creditors in developments, a lot of them were Irish, and he asked me would I come on board and see if I could track down as many as we could. Ultimately, we've tracked down a lot, but not as many as we would have liked to. And you guys, due to your airing, we got a lot of guys in your area. And, you know, I'm glad to say there's going to be millions of euros paid back to these people over the next, hopefully, between 12 months and 18 months.
Yeah, it's 7 weeks since you contacted us, David, and at that stage the shout went out in early December.
Yes.
Can you tell us exactly how many people from the Northwest are going to have successful claims?
I reckon between 20 and 25 people contacted me, and we're in the process of working with about 20 of those people.
Okay.
One was particularly sad, where there was five or six people of the same family lost money in one development, you know, adding up to hundreds of thousands of euros. And I'm glad to say that we're working with the whole family, and we will get their monies returned to them. The good news is that, you know, we're working. We're pretty confident that we can get the not just the monies, but we'll get the interest that would have accrued if they had that money been in the bank over the last few years as well. So that's really, really a life-changing scenario, where these people had that money written off, and now not only will they get their money back that they could have lost 15 years ago, they'll get the interest and charges on top of that as well, which can be adding up to 50 or 60% more than the original amount.
You mentioned between 20 and 25 people. Can you give me a rough figure in terms of what they may hope to get back, or what realistically they will get back?
It's a difficult one. We're still working through the numbers, but depending if we were successful in getting the interest and charges on all of them, you're probably looking at around a return of about 3 million euros for them 20 odd people.
A significant, and as you say, it's a life changing.
It's an absolute. There's some guys with smaller amounts, some guys with larger amounts, but that whole grouping that we say that's contacted as a result of our radio interview, you're looking, if everything going well, about 3 million euros, hopefully.
What sort of reaction have you had in other parts of the country?
Unfortunately, when I contacted a number of regional radio stations like yourself, not many contacted me. I was very disappointed. My own county of Cork, a couple of the radio stations never even bothered getting back to me. But the Midlands Radio contacted me, and again, we've got similar numbers there. So the two radio stations that work with me, they've basically generated a lot of money for their listeners. And as I said, really disappointing that more radio stations didn't contact me, and we could have been in a similar position. But look, that's the luck of the draw. You were lucky enough to you tend to care for your listeners, and tend to sort of say, look, if we can help our listeners out, this is a good way of doing it. You know, so fair. You should be tapped on the back for that, Kieran. You really should, because had GE ignored me, like the rest of them, then those 20 people would never have seen the light. That money would never have seen the light of day, and it was gone forever. Simple as that.
So, and what was a year to forget? 2020, we'll have had a happy ending for some people.
You know, sir, I genuinely mean this. Some of the people that we contacted were literally had no, you know, they literally were bankrupt. Some of these developments bankrupted them. And the sad thing about it was, not only did they get hit once, they got hit twice in a lot of cases, where you had unscrupulous lawyers in Spain, after the money was lost, then saying, look, if you pay us more money, we'll get the money back for you. And they ended up paying out twice and just being messed around, you know. So it really has been very, very, a very great result for a lot of people. As I said, I wish we could have got a hold of more people. But look, I'm just glad for the people we did get in contact with, and I'm sure they're glad they got in contact with us as well, you know.
In relation to timeline, what sort of a time span are we talking about?
It's all COVID related. You know, we're probably looking at a time span. Again, it all depends on the amounts. The very, very small amounts could be done literally within 6 months, because the banks will just maybe just get rid of them, do a deal, and then just basically get these things paid, knowing full well that they're going to lose in court anyway. A lot of it is liquidity for the banks. They have thousands of these claims gone in, and obviously they're trying to delay it as much as they can and sort of pay out the monies in segments of time, as opposed to paying out everybody at once. So where there's bigger amounts, unfortunately, they will probably kick that down to touch as far as they can, you know. But we'd like to think that everyone will have got their money within 2 years.
When I was talking to you 7 weeks ago, David, you were out in Spain. Have you relocated back, or are you still out?
No. I live in Spain full time, so I'm out here now. The restrictions, our restrictions aren't as bad as people at home, but you know, it's livable out here. But you'd be hoping that the next 2 or 3 months now, that would be the worst of it, and then hopefully the vaccines will have kicked in, and they'll start restricting or less restrictions and more movement of people, you know. But obviously it's all going to depend on the uptake of the vaccines, and hopefully everything will have worked out, and there's no you know, side effects or anything that might jeopardize it, you know. But yeah, look, Spain is gearing up. I think there's everyone sort of looking at maybe the summer, where a small bit of normality might return, you know.
Okay. Listen, David, thanks for the update. We agreed that we'll come back on in the new year to see what the result was. I'm glad it's a good one. And yeah. Listen, I wish yourself and go ahead.
Before you go, I might just mention one thing, if you don't mind. This may or may affect some of your listeners as well. There's also a sort of a bit of a controversy over here with a thing called floor clauses, where anyone who had mortgages with Spanish banks, the banks basically were supposed to be linked to the euro rate, and they were basically not passing on the rates. So a lot of people were paying more for our mortgages. So we're working with people. If you had a mortgage in Spain and you had a floor clause in your mortgage contract, then you may be entitled to compensation as well. So that's actually what we're doing as well. We've come across a lot of the people we've dealt with on the off-plan stuff, and they're owed money on their Spanish mortgages. So look, if that's something that somebody may or may not have, we'd be glad to hear from you again. Hopefully there might be something we can do in that respect as well.
And your details, your contact details, David, before you go?
Yeah, it's david@nowinnorthespain.com. So if someone wants to send me an email there, and I'll ring them straight back.
That was financial advisor David Daly. That's it for another edition of Business Matters. I'd like to thank my guests, Vinnie McGrory and David Daly. Thanks to Kenneth Wilson on sound. And thanks to you for listening. If you'd like to get in touch with the programme, drop an email to businessmatters@highlandradio.com.
Business Matters, in association with Donegal ETBs for their education and training services. Developing the Donegal workforce in one of the most critical and fundamental digital skills of our time through its spreadsheets and advanced spreadsheet programmes.